We're up to Chof Dalar on the base, the top of the deck. V'les hilchach sa kichol hanishmaisa, eleki hodom rabbi shu ben levi. Allah is not like any of the things we said before. The gabe mentioning Hanukkah in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, since Hanukkah has no connection to Musaf, but if you want to make all of the tfilos parallel, so then you do mention Hanukkah. If not, then if that's not the inyan, then Hanukkah has no place in Musaf. So what is that law? Chodam Rishub and Levi. Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. HaMispal Ne'ila Tzorek L'Haskar Shol Shabbos. Yom Hu Sheneschai Ba'arba Tfilos. So the halacha is that even though on Shabbos there's no Ne'ila, so Shabbos is pretty much irrelevant to Ne'ila, still, you mention Shabbos and Ne'ila because the day is Mechayiv for Tfilos, and they should also all be uniform Tfilos. So you mention Shabbos in all of them. Rashi, Kechol HaNishmaisi, Rav Hunav, Rav Yehudav, Rav Gidl, Varach Devoy, Elek Tfila Achasein. Tfila Achas Kachadirto, Lechol Dover, Hayom U'Mazkir. Halacha basically is that you want to keep one uniform tefila, and therefore, even though this specific tefila has nothing to do with the thing that you're being maskir, whether it's Hanukkah in Musaf or Shabbos in Ne'ilah, you still mention it. Tzorach lahaskir shal Shabbos, lomer v'sitein lonos yom ha-manoach v'es yom ha-kippurim hazeh, v'chosim mekadish ha-Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim. Even though Shabbos has nothing to do with Tfilas Ne'ilah, still, since it happens to be Shabbos, and there are four Tfilas you say during the daytime of Yom Kippur, so this is one. Yom Hushin Eschai B'dalat Tfilas, Lav Tfilas HaLayla B'chlal, but there's five Tfilas on Yom Kippur, counting Maariv. We're not counting Maariv. They're Tfilas Hayom, the four Tfilas of the daytime of Yom Kippur. Shachris Musav Mincho Ne'ilah. Okay, let's go on. Tomorrow says, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. The Maisa we just passed in, that you say a uniform, all the tefillahs uniformly, so you mention Shabbos and Ne'ilah. This is a kasha on a different halacha we passed in. Amra shilchasa k'rib shua ben levi, v'chaymelon hilchasa k'rava. Now halacha is like Rava. The Amar Rava, yontif shecholios b'Shabbos, right, if yontif falls on Shabbos, shliach tzibur hayorid at me'ateva arvis eno tzorach lahaskir shal yontif. Shil mole Shabbos ein shliach tzibur yorid arvis b'yontif. Right, in Tfilas Achas Mein Sheva, right, which when Yontif falls on Shabbos, so you don't mention Yontif in what's it called, Mein Sheva, right, in the after Shemona Esrei of Shabbos, so we say Brocha Achas Mein Sheva, right, and Mogen Ovos Bidvoro, and we end Mekadosh HaShabbos. And even when Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael, HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman, and we just say Mekadosh HaShabbos. So Lechora, why don't we say the same thing? It's a day that's chayiv in all these tefillahs, and even though Yontif has nothing to do with Mein Sheva, because you only say it on Shabbos, but it happens to be Yontif, say also for Yontif, mention for Yontif too. Where it says, Hochi Hashta, Hosom B'din Hu Da'filu B'Shabbos Nomeli Tzorech. Really, you shouldn't say Mogin Ovos HaChazoros HaShatz even on Shabbos. Rabbanan Hudu Tikune Mishum Sakana. The only thing the Rabbanan said on Shabbos is a special inyan of Sakana. Rashi will explain what it was. The people didn't come to Shul usually during the week for Maariv. On Shabbos they came, and we're afraid of people who come late and would end up staying in the Shul. The Shuls were out in the sticks, and there was a Sakana for people to be there alone. So they're masakin this Chazoras HaShatz that while these people were finishing Shmona Esrei, the rest of the tzibur would be osik in this, so everybody would leave at the same time. So nobody would be left alone. So it's only because of Sakona. And therefore, it's not one of the regular tefillahs of the day, which you could say, we want to make all the tefillahs uniform. This is a special Yotzei Min HaKlal. So for this, we only mention Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Yontif HaKlal, and it's not one of the regular Seder HaTefillah of the day. But one of the regular four tefillahs of the day on Yom Kippur, so you make all of them uniform, you make all of them the same. Rashi. Shliach tzibur, hayorid arvis, hamispal birchas me'ein sheva, konei shomayim v'oretz, mogein avos bidvoro. Mishum sakona, mazikim. Because of mazikim. Shalohoyu botek nesir shalabi yishuv. Right? Most of the shuls were not in the city, they were outside the city. Bechol shar lele achol hoyu asukim bemalachta. Right, and most of the rest of the week, people were busy. Well, the gomron malachta mispal and arvis beveisa. When they finished working, they daven at home. They have a marav at home. The lohayu boy beveisa knesses. They didn't come to shul. Av lele shabbos boy beveisa knesses. The choshu shiyesh in the marim lavo. The showing laachar tefila, and therefore, since people weren't accustomed to coming to shul, so people came late. Right? I don't know what the difference is if you're accustomed or not accustomed. But lemaisa, what's it called there? Because they weren't accustomed, they came late. And therefore, what's it called? Lachain herichu tefila satzibur, and therefore they made the tefila satzibur longer, right? Something that the yochid didn't have to say. So if a yochid came late, the tzibur was still osek in tefila while he was finishing his private shmoneh esrei. That's one pshat. That's how Rashi says. Others say that this was in order to make it that the people didn't have to daven their own Shmoneh Esrei. If they came late, they could be Yotze with this Chazoras Hashatz, and therefore they didn't have to daven their own davening, so they could leave at the same time. Okay.
In Yom Tov, how come they didn't daven?
For Yom Tov, because there wasn't such Mazikim, it says. The Mazikim were mainly on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. The Gros says that, what's it called? They wouldn't have to daven, right? They could just listen to the Chazor Sashatz, the Baruch Achas Main Sheva, and Biyotze. Like we said, Shabbos only not Yontif, because the Mazikim were greater on Shabbos. And others say the reason is because they wanted to make a difference in Mariv to show that it's only Rishus. According to that, even on Yontif, should have to say it. The only thing is Gemara's Mashma Therish that you don't say it on Yom Tov itself. It's only said B'tzibur, not B'yachid. However, there's a Rokeach who says you even say this B'yachid. You always say Baruch Achas Mein Sheva. And the Ramah brings down that a Yachid could say it if he wants without the Baruch in the beginning and the Baruch in the end, just to say it without the Baruchas. The smart holds that you could be Yotzi Shmoneh Esrei. If you listen to what's it called, to Baruch Achas Mein Sheva from beginning to end, you could be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei, and the tour holds not like that. You can't be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei with Baruch Achas Mein Sheva. And the Ritva says we don't say it Leil Pesach, because since the reason is Al Mazikin, Leil Pesach is Leil Shimurim. So if Leil Pesach falls on Shabbos, you don't say what's it called Baruch Achas Mein Sheva. It's the only time in the year that you don't say it on Shabbos. And the Balo Yitr Taka says that the minig is to say it Leil Pesach. Our minig is not to say it. But he brings down the minig in his time was to say it even with Leil Pesach. Okay, let's go on. Velo Ba'alya. So the verse says, Chachomim Hainu Tanakama. Right? The Chachomim who say, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends. Nochum Amodi Omer here. Nochem amodi om madlikim becheleb mevushel, v'chachomim om remechad mevushel, v'echad sheinu mevushel em malikim bo. V'chorah, that's the same exact day as the Tanakama. Tanakama also holds it. You can't use any cheleb, v'lo becheleb, meaning not cheleb mevushel, not cheleb sheinu mevushel. Nochem amodi comes along and says, right, mevushel's okay, einu mevushel's not okay. And the chachomim say, no, neither are okay. But that chachom is the same day as the Tanakama, who said that you can't use any cheleb. So it's the same thing. Chachom hainu Tanakama. Ikabinayu durav bruna omarav alo mesaymet. The machlokas between the Tanakama and the Chachomim is whether if you mix in a little bit of what's it called kosher oil, can you use what's it called chelim mevushel? Rashi durav nochum nochum omer madlikim chelim mevushel v'hum mesut mehutach if it's melted chelim. Hainu Tanakama, Domer Lo Bechelev, Kol Chelev Amashva. The Tanakama also said you can't use any Chelev. The Rabbruna, the Shori Al Gei Tarova Shemin Kol Shul. If you mix some kosher oil in, that would be okay. The Lo Mesaymi, Ein Nikr Mi Osir Mi Mata. We don't know if the Tanakama is the one who holds that if you mix in the oil, it's okay, and the Chachamim hold not, or vice versa. Okay, there's no way of knowing who, but that's the difference between them. One holds one way, one holds the other. Tosas points out, even though normally we know that the klal is that if you have 2 days, and it's not clear, right, who's the machmir and who's the mekel, the second day in the Gemara is the one that adds, he's the machmir. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Suppose it says, one answer at least, that here there's 3 days. So we don't say that when there's 3 days. We only say when there's 2 days, And one, the, what's it called? We don't know who the machmer, who the mekel, then the second one is the machmer. When there's 3 days, that cloud doesn't apply. Okay, let's go on to the mission. Ein madlikim b'shemin sreifa b'yom tov. You can't use shemin of truma that's tamei, which has to be burnt. You can't burn that on yontov. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein madlikim bin itron b'nei kovet ha-shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't use itron because it's not kovet Shabbos, it has a bad smell. The chachomim matirim b'chol ha-shmonim. And the chachomer matir with all oils, b'shemin sumsumin, b'shemin egozin, b'shemin snonos, b'shemin dogim, b'shemin pakuos, b'itron u'v'neft. Rav Tarfon Omer, ein madlikim ela b'shemin zayis b'lvod. Okay, the chachomim say all oils are okay, and they give examples. Sesame seed oil, and nut oil, and radish oil, and what's it called, fish oil. Pakuos is kind of the last, what's it called, like a squash. Squash oil, and itron is, I don't know what itron is, what's it called, it's zevis, it's like pitch, but it's not the pitch, it's the refuse that comes from the pitch. And neft, Rav Tarfon says you can only use shemen zayis. Okay, Rashi, shemen sreifa, shemen shel truma tmeya, with more mefarish time. There's more explaining the reason why you can't use shemen of truma tmeya, which has to be burnt. Rabbi Shmuel Amar b'Shabbos, itron psulta de zivsa. Vipnei kovet ha-shabbos, shereich horai, it has a bad smell. Shemen shumsarim, maskona de milsa de chachomhei. This is the end of what the Chachamim said. You can use all oils. They give you examples of all the different kinds of oils. Snonos is snon, is radishes. Shemin dagim, the kirve dagim shenimochu. We already had the machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi says shemin dagim is, what's it called, is the oil made of the insides of fish that are totally pulverized. Others say that it's an oil that doesn't come from the insides of the fish, that are pulverized. It's an oil in the eye of the fish or whatever that they use. Pakuos de las midbori, some kind of pumpkin. Neft min shemen shereicho ra, kin amrina b'seder yuma. Neft also has a bad smell to it. Right? It's neft today is kerosene. I don't know if that's what it is in the Mishnah, but the Gemara says, bo lindo neft omrim lo midod la'atzmechom. When a person goes to measure neft, they tell him, do it by yourself. Right? She'ein adam rotsa l'sayin. Nobody wants to help him because it stinks. Okay, let's go. My timer. Right? What's the reason that you're not allowed to use shemen sreifa? All the other ones we understand. That the ones you can't use are because the oil doesn't go after the wick. Why is shemen sreifa?
Nafta is the mothballs.
What?
Mothballs if you used to have
it. It's called nafta. Right here. Is that burnt?
It might be an oil from it.
Okay. My timer, what's the reason you can't use shemen sreifa? You can't use truma. Could you be even olive oil? You could have olive oil, the shemen truma, and it's tamei, and you can't use that either. So what's the reason? It can't be because the oil doesn't burn well, because it could be any kind of oil. The vishayin sorfin kodshim b'yantiv, because you're not allowed to burn kodshim on yantiv. How do you know that? Menoni mile, omar chizkia, v'chein tonu de v'chizkia, omar kra. It says by Kodshim, you shouldn't leave it over till the morning. And whatever's left till the morning, burn. Okay? So she ain't Talmud Lomer ad Boker. Didn't have to say again ad Boker. Could have said, Vahanosar Mimenu Vahishisrofu. We know already that the Noser is ad Boker. Ma Talmud Lomer ad Boker. Bog Hakosu Vitin Lo Boker Shainil Sefoso. Right? You had a carbon. And what's it called? And you brought it on Yontif. Okay? Korban Pesach. You brought it, what's it called? Erev Yontif. And you ate it at night. So you can't, what's it called, burn it the next morning, which is Yontif. You have to wait till the first day Chol HaMoed and burn it in the morning. Okay? That's what we learn from the second Ad Boker. So therefore, you see, you can't burn it on Yontif. You can't burn Kodshim on Yontif. Okay? Because if you could burn it on Yontif, why do you have to? It's Noser already by what's it called? By morning. The first morning, Yontif morning. So burn it. Elamai, you have to wait till the next morning. Tosu says, L'chora, you can't burn it the next night either. You can't burn it the night of Chol HaMoed. So it has nothing to do with burning on Yontif or not. It has to be burned the next morning. It's Xeris HaKosu. So where do you see from here? You can't burn Kodshim on Yontif. Maybe it's a special halacha that Noser has to be burned in the morning of Chol HaMoed. Not because you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. So says no. The halacha you can't do it at night is only because you can't burn kachim at night. It has to be done during the daytime. So mili meikar adin out to Yom Tov, right? You should have been able to burn it the first morning. The fact that you couldn't do that is because it's Yom Tov. I do it motzai Yom Tov. You can't burn kachim at night. That's not gzeiras hakasuv, right? That has to be done the second morning. It's a halacha that you can't do it on Yom Tov. And then there's another halacha. You can't do it at night. So the next possible time is the next morning. That's a pshat. But it's not gzeiras hakasuv. That's to be done dafka the next morning. It's gzeiras hakasuv. It can't be done on Yom Tov. Okay. Abaya Omar Kra. Abaya says a different source that we know you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. You can make Ola Shabbos on Shabbos. Velo Ola Schol b'Shabbos. Velo Ola Schol b'Yom Tov. You can't burn an Ola. You brought an Ola, right? You can't burn the Ola of Chol. You brought it on Friday. You can't burn the Ola of Chol on what's it called on Shabbos. And not Ola Schol b'Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. So you see, you can't burn Kodshim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And Tosus also points out that, not over here, but what's it called, we had it before, that if it's Moshul Boha'or, if already you started to burn the Evarim on Friday, you can continue burning them on Shabbos too. But you can't, what's it called, start burning them on Shabbos. Okay, so you can't burn Kachim on Shabbos unless they were on the Mizbeach from before and they started to burn before. But they didn't start to burn before on the Mizbeach, then you can't burn Kachim what's it called, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Rava Omar Kra, another pasuk. Hu levado yeos elochem. Hu velo machshirim. Right, it says, hu levado yeos elochem, by Yom Tov. Well, he alone can do a malacha on Yom Tov. Right, that's ochel nefesh. So hu comes from mayit lo machshirim. Only ochel nefesh itself, but not the preparations. You can't build an oven on Yom Tov in order so you can have food. You can prepare food, but you can't prepare the preparations for food. Velo mila shalom ismana, and you can't, what's it called, make a mila shalom ismana, to ask you a kalvachomer, okay? Which we could have a kalvachomer to tell me that mila shalom ismana is doche yontet, kamash malon, this pasuk, that it's not. Only mila bismana, mila, the eighth day falls on yontet if you make a bris mila. But if the eighth day doesn't fall on yontet, but the kid, the first time he could be mild, is on yontet, you don't make the bris on Yom Tov. It's the ninth day or whatever. See Rashi. The Gemara is going to discuss what this, what's it called, and then the, what's it called? Gemara. Menani mile dein sorfen de ilo memayit lakra isla lemeimer lesse esse de be'esh tisrofu the yidche lo sase komalach. Right, lechora, without a pasuk, I would say you surely can burn kachim on Yom Tov, because the essay of Bo'esh Tisrof is a mitzvah to burn kachim that have to be burned, should be docha the losase komalach. Right, so it shouldn't be a problem. Essay docha losase. She'ein tamid lomer ad boker, zimna achrisi, ela v'hanosu rimenu Bo'esh Tisrofu, v'haksiv ad boker v'resha. Right, Torah didn't have to say another time ad boker, it said it once already, v'hanosu ad boker, what's it called? Should have said, V'hanosur mimenu v'esh tisrofu. Lo so surimenu ad boker. V'hanosur mimenu v'esh tisrofu. Why do I have to say again ad boker? Boker sheni shu cholosh amoyd. Means the first day of chol amoyd. That's the second boker. V'hachi mashma v'hanosur mimenu le boker rishon ad boker sheni hamtinu v'tisrofu. Anything left over to the first morning, meaning the morning of Yom Tov, leave it till the next morning, the morning of chol amoyd, and burn it. Ola schol, if you go nevori tomit shel erev yontif, shelo huk terum of od yom. Rashi says clearly, where they were not yet burnt during the day. So you had, yontif was Friday, and they brought the ola of yontif on Friday, and you didn't start burning the parts of the korban on Friday. Ein malin osam mishach shecha. You can't put them up on the mizbeach once it becomes yontif. The koshkin kochim psulim or something. Surely kochim that apostle, you know, can't burn. Even a carbon that you brought that was kosher, you can't start bringing it if it was the carbon of Erev Yontif on Yontif. Koshkein, a carbon you don't have to b'chlal burn on Yontif, right, which is a posel, you don't burn it on Yontif. Hu levado, kro yisera dinu. Tematzi lemichtov achasher yeochel lechol nefesh yasa lechem. Why do you say hu levado? Those are extra psukim. Machshirin, machshirei ha'ochel, kagon laso shvu, the sakim, the tanav, the kirayim, anything that's a preparation for food, you don't do on yontif, right? In other words, building an oven, right? You can make food, but you can't build an oven to make food. Levado lemutei mila shlo bezmana, the lo dachi shabbos v'yontif. Mila, that's not on the eighth day, does not docha shabbos or yontif. The ilom ma'atekra, asya b'kal v'chomer, the titchi. Because if it wouldn't be a special pasuk that tells me it's not docha shabbos or yontif, I would say that it is docha from a kal v'chomer. The perek of Elazar, the hochi tanya hasam. This is what the Gemara says over there. Matzoras doches avoda. Tzoras is doche avoda. If a kohen has tzoras, right, so he can't, what's it called? He can't do the avoda. The avoda doches haShabbos, but avoda is doche Shabbos. Tzoras is doche avoda, but avoda is doche Shabbos, right? You can make karbonos on Shabbos that have to do with yontif. To do with Shabbos. Mila shelo bezmana doche osa, and still, what's it called? Mila shelo bezmana is doche, what's it called? Is doche avoda, the hachi tanya hasam, mila doche satzoras. Right? Mila is doche tzoras. As a halacha, you can't cut off the simonim of tzoras. But if a kid has a simonim of tzoras on his orla, then you cut it off. So mila is doche the isurim of tzoras, the isur of cutting off the simonim of tzoras. Right, bein bezman, bein shelo bezman. Makes no difference if it's meal on the eighth day or any meal. If a person has tzoras on his orla, you cut it off, even though normally you wouldn't be allowed to cut it off because of tzoras. So it doesn't make a difference if it's meal bezman or shelo bezman. So meal afilu shelo bezman is doche tzoras. You can cut off the tzoras, right, to give the guy a bris. The yolif mumikroi, and we learn that from psukim, that you make the bris even though it involves the issur of cutting off the tzoras. The mila takes precedence over tzoras. So Shabbos and nidches mi avoda, Shabbos, which avoda is docha, avoda is docha Shabbos, okay? But avoda is not docha tzoras. Mila, which is docha tzoras, surely should be docha Shabbos, even shelo bezmana. Ain't no din should take mila shelo bezmana docha osa, Shabbos. Comes the word levado and tells me, no, you don't learn that kalvachomer, and it's asur, mila shelo bezmana was asur on Shabbos. Delo sidro shle, you shouldn't learn that kalvachomer. Umemela shamina mina, the mitzvah she'ein zmana kavua, the yochol asosa lemachar, ain't odoche yantif. From here we learn that any mitzvah that doesn't have a set time, you can do it the next day, is not doche yantif. Same thing goes for burning kachim. Doesn't have to be done dafka today. It can be done tomorrow too. And therefore, it's not doche, just like mila shelo bezmana, doesn't have to be done today. It can be done tomorrow too. Right? So therefore, the same thing, what's it called? But mila bezmana, if you don't do it today, you miss that mitzvah of biyom hashmini. So therefore, that's doche, but mila shelo bezmana is not doche. And from that, we learn any other mitzvah that could be done the next day is not doche, Shabbos or yontif. Okay, just... what's it called? The halacha of ein sarfin kachim. So the relearns lechara. What's the isra over here? Shem and truma. Right? Why is it aser to light? The halacha is you're allowed to be nehenda when you burn it. Okay, you're allowed to use it as a candle, right? Obviously, because we're talking about using it for Shabbos candles, right? So lechara, it's ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh doesn't only mean eating; it means any tzorah. So here you have a Torah. So the Re in Tosfos and Rashba say Takat's only awesome with the Rabbanim. Really, you're allowed to burn Shem and Truma on Yontif. It doesn't have the same din as Kodshim. Kodshim you can't burn. But because Kodshim you can't be Nehenna from. They're also Bahanoah. So you can't have any enjoyment when you burn Kodshim. Right? You can't, if you have an Ola, right, and you have to burn the parts, you can't use that to light up your house. Right, it's awesome. So, but on the other hand, Shem and Truma, you're allowed to be Nehenna with. So therefore, Minadin, on Yontif, you're Nehenna from it. It's a Tzorach. Tzorach Yontif. Right? So, it's what's it called? It's only a Gzeirah Derabbanan, because we're afraid that you may burn Kodshim. Truma is very similar to Kodshim. It's a Gzeirah Derabbanan. The Mikar Adin, you'd be allowed to burn Shem and Truma. And others say that it's a different Gzeirah, not because of Kodshim. Because maybe you'll burn it, not Letzorach. There's no tzorech, then it's also on yomtov. So since there's a mitzvah to burn it, I'm afraid that you may burn it and have no tzorech. and burn it just for the sake of the mitzvah, which doesn't apply on Yom Tov. And then you'll be over Mechal Yom Tov. So there's two different possibilities. One is we're afraid that if you burn Shem and Truma, right, you may come to burn Kodshim. Or if you burn Shem and Truma in a way that you use the light, which is not Osir on Yom Tov, you may come to burn it in a way that you don't use the light, which is Taka Osir on Yom Tov. Okay, the Rivo in Tosfos, though, said it's Osir Bikur Adin, and even though you can use it, but that's not the reason you're burning it. The reason you burn it is for the mitzvah. Now, as the Torah said, there's a chiyuv to burn this. We're not asering having hanoah when you burn it, but the ikar is not the hanoah. The ikar is the burning, therefore it's a malach. Now, in Rashi holds, it's ad kedei kach, that it's a malacha, that not only is burning it on Yom Tov a malach, but feeding it to a dog is a malach. Because achshav, Torah is machshav, getting rid of this thing is already called a malach. And if you feed it to a dog, you're also doing a malacha. Even though there's no specific malacha, that's called achshavei. It's achshavei that makes it a malacha. Some say the same thing with chametz, right? That there'll be an isser of being mavayer chametz, even shelo b'sreita, even to feed it to a dog, right? On Shabbos or Yontif, because of achshavei. And others hold, no, that's two different things. Here there's a cheftza, the mitzvah, the cheftza to burn it. By chametz, not a cheftza, just to get rid of it yourself. You have to get rid of it. You can't own it. It's not something, right? So therefore, what's it called? We hold that you're allowed to get rid of chametz on Shabbos and Yom Tov in any way that's not a malach in itself. Okay, now the ma'isa, what's it called? The mitzvah of the burning truma tmeya, Rashi holds, is lav dafka burning. You do anything, you get rid of it. One of the ways of getting rid of it is burning it. You can feed it to a dog, Rashi holds. He holds the mice, and if you do it, it's a malacha, and it's Osir on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But during the week, you can feed it to a dog, get rid of it in any way. And the Meiri holds you can't feed it to dogs, because it's a bizoyan to truma, to feed truma to dogs. Tosfos holds that you can only burn it. You're not allowed to bury it or get rid of it any other way, right? And something that you can't burn, you put over the fire and evaporate it. It's called ziluf. That's what Tosfos holds. And they ask on Rashi, L'chara, it says, Kol ha'nisrothim lo yikparu. Anything that has to be burnt, you can't get rid of any other way. You have to burn it. Right? So Reb Chaim Brisker says that it's not that you can't get rid of it any other way. You just can't bury it. Because you're afraid something has to be burnt. If you bury, you'll come to Minahena. But if you get rid of it some other way, like feeding it to a dog where it's not around anymore, that's okay. It's just lo yikparu. It's not a halacha, you can't do anything else with it. Right. Some of the things, Taki, you can't do other things, you have to burn it. But this specifically, Shem and Truma, Latzmeya, you can get rid of other ways. You don't have to burn it, you just can't bury it. That's not a proper way of getting rid of it.